I love how he gave you plenty of off ramps to not ask any more questions.
Yeah. But he did want to tell me. He just didn't want to lead with it.
Okay.
He wanted to let me know that his friend had become a pothead, but he was like, let me paint it in a way that I made that conclusion, not him. So he went skateboard, long hair, reggae, which is really the giveaway, because when I was a kid, people said that that weed was a gateway drug. And really, it is just a gateway to reggae. That's what it is. Because nobody, like, you can smoke pot and not listen to reggae, but you can't listen to reggae and not smoke pot. Like, those do not, those don't exist. Is that something, baby?
I think my question is, why didn't he want to just tell you he was smoking pot?
Because he didn't want to be like a snitch about his friend. You know, he didn't want to just be like, he's essentially saying, like, don't tell their parents and stuff. And you're right. I do need to set up the premise a little more, which is like, my son was trying to be a good friend and a good son at the same time. So he didn't want to snitch on his friend, but he wanted to be honest with me. So what he's instead of saying, hey, Forrest is like a burnout now, what he said was like, well, Forrest skateboards, he skateboards, but he doesn't actually do a lot of skateboarding. You know, he's like the kid that just has the board. Yeah. There was always a kid that had the board, and you're like, do you know any tricks? And he's like, no, I mostly just use this to get from place to place.
I usually use this just to get behind any dumpster I see, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
That's a very funny bit. And I think you saying it up too, and like what are the kinds of people that very politician almost of them, you know?
He's like, been a good son and a good friend.
Yeah.
He wanted to be honest, yeah. But it was very, you're right, it was very like politician of like, I told you without telling you.
Yeah,
right. Read between the lines.
Right. Yeah, I could see him briefing the White House someday, you know?
Yeah.
Or do it being in the White House press corps.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one for you. Don't you dare ask me if I had a beeper growing up. That's just like an old thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like
that's the people can't like. I mean, you're not that, you didn't have one, right?
No, I didn't. But it's almost like, how dare you ask me if I had a beeper growing up? Like, I'm not that old.
No, come on. Yeah. I agree with that. I was alive during that technology, but I was a child.
Yeah, right. Like dad had one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Sometimes people, they write you off as old in general. They'll be like,
right.
You remember back when TV was black and white? You're like, no.
Yeah, there are levels to the old. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But that is the youth in general. They just go like, young, they just think like there's me and then there's old. That's it. Like there's just me and old. like they're little toddlers in their minds still.
Yeah.
You don't want to get grouped in with old. That's very fun. I think that's a very funny. I'm the age where I know about beepers, but don't ask me if I had one. How dare you?
Right. Yeah. Right. That's
I wasn't a doctor in the 90s. If you give it a specific thing like that, like, I was plane operation. I wasn't a real doctor in the 90s or something like that.
Yeah. Or something similar could be like, I watched Doogie Howser, but I watched it on Nick at Night first. Okay.
That's very funny. Yeah. I know what MASH is, but I didn't watch it in its first airing.
Yeah. Right. But it blew my mind when The Fresh Prince was on Nick at Night. That's when I first understood
that. That's very upsetting.
That happened to me early on in life, really. College, I think, is when I first saw The Fresh Prince, and I watched every episode of The Fresh Prince.
I'm like a radio guy. I like listening to the radio, and I'll like, you'll be in, and like they'll put on like Pearl Jam, and they'll be like, classic rock. Like, that's not classic rock.
Yeah, I know.
That's new rock. That's the alternative station.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on with this?
Classic rock, Beck. Beck's the young cool guy.
Yeah, Beck, are you kidding me? He's only 30. He's 58. Jeez. Yeah. All right. Well, be good. It was super nice. Thanks.
Congrats
for
on the special. You're very funny. I know you don't believe it, but you are.
Oh, well, I know you believe it. Okay. Thanks, man. All right. We'll see you
Thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The National Weather Service says tornadoes could hit Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia today. That forecast follows confirmation that at least 26 people were killed by an EF4 tornado when it struck Mississippi and Alabama on Friday. Noel Crook rode out the twister in the bathroom of his home in Silver City, Mississippi.
We could hear the wind and hear the roof peeling back and felt the house kind of twisting a little bit. Didn't take more than about 15 or 20 minutes for the whole thing to come through.
And this late word, two tigers that escaped from a zoo in southwest Georgia after a possible tornado hit today have been recaptured. Pine Mountain Safari says the animals were tranquilized and returned to a secure enclosure. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is in Mississippi, where she'll be trying to learn if people could have gotten earlier warnings about the approaching twister on Friday. She spoke on ABC.
We need to really talk to these families and find out how they would have better gotten this message, because we have to always work on giving people early warning so they can take action, so they have enough time to take action to protect themselves and their families.
Four people are dead, three still missing in an explosion at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Police Chief Wayne Holborn.
We will not rest until every single person affected by this tragedy has been accounted for. We are fully committed to this task, and we will do everything in our power to ensure that we bring closure to all those involved.
Republicans who believe Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's investigation of former President Trump is politically motivated say they want Bragg to testify before Congress. On CNN, Kentucky Republican James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
Mr. Bragg wants to come in and explain to us what he's doing, and he makes a good explanation. He makes a good argument, and we see that we're in an area where we shouldn't belong, such as some of the Republican senators say, then we'll back out.
Comer and two other Republican committee chairmen have accused Bragg of a, quote, unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's placing aircraft and missiles in Belarus that can carry tactical nuclear weapons. Defense expert Daniel Gouray says Putin is just sending a message.
In terms of its effect militarily, there's no greater threat posed by a small number of weapons in Belarus. This is really for show.
Unions in Michigan are celebrating the signing of a new law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The law repeals the state's decade-old right-to-work law, which was passed by a Republican-controlled legislature in 2012. That law let employees in unionized workplaces opt out of paying union dues and fees. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 43. About an inch of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Morning. This is Tim the Polka Guy on the new WFHR Sunshine Polka Party. Glad you could join us. Lots of good tunes on the way, just like this last one we played. Hope you enjoyed that one. It's kicking things off here on the party. Lots of other good tunes on the way. We have to have a little bit of work done on my fistula for my arm here for the dialysis. That's going to be happening here this weekend, so wish me luck on that. It's just a tune-up. They're going to make sure that the blood is flowing at a proper rate so they can clean the blood real well. So we're still looking for a O-positive kidney. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue with more music here, you betcha, and keep it in the same tempo that we just played here.
Every now and then, with paper and a pen, I push myself to write a song or two. Songs about my wife
my son, my daughter's life, and special friends I'd like to share with you. Here's one for my buddy, so talented and funny. If you recall, he stood here next to me. He made quite a name in the Polka Hall of Fame, but then he chose to exit quietly.
Have you heard about our friend? He won't be back again. He left without a chance to say goodbye. But he's in the party section of a choir up in heaven, and said to say that he's just doing fine. He said to say that he's just doing fine.
Can I condense the years and years we spent in only these few measures of a song? Memories do convey so much more to say, an empty place on stage where he belongs. Always had some laughs, we always had some fun, and yes, we'd sure indulge in two or three. But somewhere in this song, something's very wrong, 'cause he should still be singing here with me.
Have you heard about our friend? He won't be back again. He left without a chance to say goodbye. But he's in the party section of a choir up in heaven, and said to say that he's just doing fine. He said to say that he's just doing fine. He won't be back again. He left without a chance to say goodbye. But he's in the party section of a choir up in heaven, and said to say that he's just doing fine. He said to say that he's just doing fine.
Polka, polka,
homes every night. I love my radio.
Bobby Vinton singing about our polka radio. All the good tunes, all the good bands. I'm sure you recognize quite a few of them there. We're going to play one now. It's called Fiddle Faddle, the Polka Family.
Oh. Someone stole the quiche.
Guess what? We'll get to that in just a bit.
Someone stole the quiche. Someone stole the quiche from the butcher's shop. Stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone call a cop. You can take my shinka. Take the fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my kishka. Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole that kishka when I turned my back. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Who stole that kishka? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I messed up here. I actually grabbed the disc here and wasn't paying attention. You know how that can happen, if you know what I mean. Just pretty crazy. But we'll get that Fiddle Faddle here by the Polka Family in just a minute. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in here to the Polka Party. And lots of good music, as I say, is on the way. And tell a friend, we're here on the new WFHR. That's FM 97.5 on the FM dial, of course, and AM 1320. AM 1320, exactly where we've been for all these years. So here we go.
Oh,
clap your hands. Take a listen to our band while we have our Patty playing his fiddle. Fiddlin' Patty's got the beat. Listen to him, what a treat. Everybody plodding back with a bit of fiddle.
And Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union Incorporated.
Oh, yes, the polka party continues. We have Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks up next with a beautiful waltz here. Mm-hmm.
And do you remember? Yeah, do you remember Dear Waltz is the name of the tune? I had to double check, make sure. Right here on the Sunshine Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. Thank you.
the Jolly Lumberjack Polka. That's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks.
An die Zeit und wie glücklich ich war, ging ich heute auch schon so lang in der Ferne. Kommen im Traum deine Bilder zu mir und dann seh ich auf ihr.
Thank you. Going through a time. Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Back with more music on the Polka Party. Glad you could join us here today. You bet. Al Turchek and his orchestra up next. And I like this tune because it's just because, and those were the days. Okay.
Just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got, you cause me to spend all my money.
Thank you.
czerwone. Piwko, piwko, piwko czerwone. Już się będzie piwko pijał, jakie będę czasem piją. Piwko, piwko, piwko czerwone. Już się będzie piwko pijał, jakie będę czasem piją. Piwko, piwko, piwko czerwone.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you,
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop